Daily AI Briefing, July 15, 2026. This is your daily AI news briefing. Here's what happened while you were offline. First up, a major model release. Prism ML announced Bonsai 27B, the first 27 billion parameter class model that can actually run on a phone. They've done something genuinely clever here. Extreme low bit quantization down to 1 bit and ternary weights. The 1 bit variant is just 3.9 gigabytes. It fits in the memory of an iPhone 17 Pro. The ternary version at 5.9 gigabytes runs on any modern laptop. And get this, it retains 90-95% of the full precision model's performance, including reasoning, tool calling, and vision. It's based on Qwen 3.6, has a 262,000 token context, and it's Apache 2.0 licensed. There's a lot of buzz on Hacker News about how this compares to Google's Gemma 412B. Bonsai crushes it on math and coding but falls short on vision. Either way, on-device AI just took a big leap forward. Moving on, Apple vs. OpenAI escalated this week. Apple filed a lawsuit alleging OpenAI stole hardware trade secrets. The twist? According to NBC News, OpenAI did actually respond to Apple's initial outreach, but communication apparently broke down because one of Apple's lawyers confused two OpenAI staffers with the last names Wang and Chong. It's messy. OpenAI says the allegations have no merit. This could take years to litigate, but it's another front in the growing tension between the two companies. In security news, a pretty alarming Cursor Zero Day has gone to full disclosure. Security firm MindGuard revealed that Cursor IDE, which has over 7 million active users, will automatically execute a malicious.exe file placed in a project's root directory with zero prompts or warnings. They reported it to Cursor in December 2025. 7 months and 197 versions later, it's still not patched. They went through HackerOne, got the issue confirmed, and then Cursor just stopped responding. The exploit is trivially simple. Open a repo with a planted git.exe and it runs. If you use Cursor on Windows, treat any untrusted repository like it's radioactive until this is fixed. Speaking of things that cost too much, data centers are driving up your electricity bill. A new report on the PJM market, which covers parts of 14 U.S. states, found that expected AI data center power demand is responsible for $23 billion in customer price increases through 2028. The grid infrastructure upgrades needed for all these data centers get spread across everyone's bills. Data centers can fine-tune their power usage in ways residential customers can't. So there's a growing debate about whether they're getting a sweet deal at the public's expense. On the education front, Anthropic launched Claude for Teachers. It gives verified USK-12 educators free access to Claude, along with a library of teaching skills mapped to academic standards in all 50 states. It's part of a larger push by both Anthropic and OpenAI to get their tools into classrooms. A few quick hits. ChatGPT had a 45-minute outage that's now resolved. Meta's AI voice dubbing is expanding to more languages across Instagram and Facebook, Japanese, Korean, French, German, and Italian on Instagram. And ChatGPT is now citing prediction market data from Kalshur. Ask it about World Cup odds, and you'll see Kalshur numbers in the response. Meanwhile, Google's Gemini is finally rolling out in Chrome in the UK after over a year of waiting. That's it for today's briefing. Check the show notes for links. Our second episode, the Local AI and Automation Edition, is up next.